It was still rush hour when the hijacked airliners struck the World Trade Center, making it difficult for reporters to get into Lower Manhattan. The earliest details of what happened came from people who lived and worked in the area. Many of you have asked about some of the eyewitnesses I spoke to a year ago. Most of the questions concerned Ginger Miles and her cat. They were trapped in their 11th floor apartment a block from the World Trade Center.
Our whole apartment and the whole building is full of smoke. We can't get out the front door because there's so much smoke debris there. So we've wet a bunch of towels. I've just put my cat in a carrier. Cars are covered with dust. My whole apartment is covered with dust.
Miles, a freelance radio producer, and her cat Dee Dee made it out safely. A year later, they still live in the same apartment, but Miles says the stress of September 11th has only just begun to show up.
2 weeks ago, my elevator went out. I had to walk up 11 flights of stairs, and the heat of the summer was trapped in there. And all of a sudden, all I could think of was the people who died on stairwells. And this thought, unfortunately, even since the elevator is fixed, returns to me when I'm in any enclosed, windowless space. And of course, in New York, we survive with public transportation. So every subway ride I take in the last 2 weeks, I breathe deeply, I look at someone, and I just survive from stop to stop.
Another eyewitness I spoke to was freelance journalist Stanley Mises. He was eating breakfast in his apartment six blocks from the World Trade Center when he heard an explosion.
I ran downstairs and I saw smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center, and then just moments later, another hit, and I live close to a mile away from the Trade Center, and you could feel the heat right where I was standing, at least a mile away. It was unbelievable.
Mises is still living in the same apartment. He says he's been struggling for most of the past year to cope with what he saw and what he experienced.
The most lasting memory really is the notion that for days, if not weeks thereafter, the incinerated dust of dead people remained on my home windows. That I found very difficult to deal with.
Mises has been out of work for much of the last year. He lost a lot of his freelance jobs when the economy began to slip. And he says he just hasn't had the physical or emotional energy to look for work.
If the worst thing you've ever witnessed is a car accident, and you're taking a quantum leap from there, it's staggering. In fact, it took me the better part of, I would say, 11 months for me to go seven blocks down past Ground Zero. And I don't say that in a detached way. I say that in a depressed way.
Stanley Mises will not attend or watch any of the September 11th commemorations. Ginger Miles plans to attend services at St. Paul's Church, a block and a half from her home and the former site of the World Trade Center.